thinking this is probably the reason that Mrs. Chafin remembers me so well after 61 years ago. And in her second grade class, I'm not sure how many incidents there were, but this is one that I recalled that I thought I'd tell you about. I had finished all of my work and others were still doing theirs. So we were taught that we would sit there quietly at our desk and find something to do, read, or something to keep us entertained so that we didn't disturb the class. Well, I had a Big Chief tablet, like everybody else, and I had Crayolas. So I decided to take out the Big Chief tablet, and I colored each space in between the lines with a different color, and it was beautiful. Then I decided that I would fold on each line and make it where it made like a fan. If you held it at the end, it was a corrugated-type fan. If you held it in the center, I found out it looked like a bow. Well, I happened to have a bobby pin in my hair, so I took that out and I put it in the center of the bow, and I then put it into my hair, which it's sitting on top of my head now, and it caused a disturbance. One child saw it, then another, and there was a lot of laughter in the room. This got me trip out of the room to stand into the hall with my nose up against the wall. This was done so that when the principal made his rounds, which was about every 5 minutes, it seemed like, if he saw someone in the hall, then he would handle the discipline part of the classroom. So he saw me and he came over and he was laughing. Of course, we had had another little incident in my first grade where I was wearing a little knife pleated skirt and it got caught up at the top of the slide. And when I went down the slide, which was quite a way, my dress was caught up there and it undid all the way down to the bottom. He stapled it back together and called my mom, and I was allowed to go home and change. But I never will forget that. But he kind of liked me, even though I had a bow in my hair. So, anyway, he told me to go back into class, to take the bow out of my hair, and to be good. Of course, this wasn't a good thing for me to do because my father was a teacher at the time, and the teachers all kind of knew each other. It didn't matter if it was high school, junior high, or grade school. They all pretty much knew each other, and it just happened that Mrs. Chafin knew my dad. So I knew that if this was not the end of what could be happening when I got home. Anyhow, I was terrified, but Dad, for some reason, found that quite funny, too. So, anyhow, I did not act up again that I know of, but it seems like there might have been a tendency toward that. So, that could be why Mrs. Chafin remembers me. I don't know, but I'm very humbled by her note.